Call the Hamburg City Council meeting for March 8th, 2022 to order at 7 o'clock. We all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Just a fair warning, I'm filling in for Mayor Lund, so he's got the B squad tonight. I pre-apologize for that, but do the best I can here.
Can you guys hear it out there? Not
out there. No, loud over
here. Turn it up a little bit. back there. Okay, I'll speak up as much as I can here, I guess. We'll open up with public comment. Anybody have anything that's not already on the agenda? Now it's your time. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda review. Anybody have anything to add to the agenda?
Council, nothing at this time.
All right. I'll look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
All opposed? Passes. Move on to the consent agenda. Look for a motion to approve that. Or
question makes a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
Motion's been for consent agenda approval. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Passes. All right, so first up is Eli Pieper in regards to Duck Pond Memorial.
Good evening.
Evening.
I'd like to start if I could ask anyone for a show of hands in the room tonight. Does anyone have kids?
Yep.
Quite a few. I consider any one of you who do have children the luckiest people on the planet. It's been said in society the death of a child is the most devastating, horrible, saddest thing a parent can go through. I personally have the misfortune of being in that class of devastation, not just once, but twice. My first son, Logan, was born at 22 weeks and weighed exactly 1 pound. Sadly, there was no chance of survival. After time had passed, my wife and I gathered the courage to try again. Unfortunately, it ended in a miscarriage. We had a hunch it would be a daughter. We may have been knocked down, but we were not knocked out. In August of 2020, I couldn't be happier to drive her to the hospital. Happy we made it along this far. I was the proudest daddy in the world, cutting the cord and holding our son Ozzy for the first time. The greatest feeling in the world. We'd like to go up as a family to the duck pond and show him the ducks. It was our favorite place to go in town for a stroll before cold weather set in. Almost 5 months after Ozzy was born, an x-ray discovered he had an enlarged heart. Admitted to Children's Hospital 2 days before the new year of 2021 and placed on a list for a heart donor, we had no choice but to wait. I personally felt like we were on a lifeboat of the Titanic. The ship had gone down and we were helpless to wait for someone to save us. We ended up waiting 198 days. That's a long time. My wife and I used to survive day by day with a famous quote from Rocky Balboa's trainer, Mickey. I didn't hear no bell. Tragically, we heard the bell ring. After 2 open heart surgeries and attached to 2 mechanical pumps with tubes coming out of his chest to keep him alive, Ozzy spent more than half his life in a hospital bed.
And it's with great sorrow that he passed away from a stroke before he could make it to his first birthday. Ozzy left us in this earthly world this past July, taking his last breath in our arms. I think about him every day and miss him dearly. He will always be forever in my heart, and his fighting spirit should be an inspiration to all of us. In remembrance of Ozzy and his brother Logan, I'm offering a dedication to donate a new duck house in their honor. Ozzy had a big heart, and ironically, his daddy has a big heart too. Which brings me to my next point and what ties this all together. I found a quote from the city clerk on July 18th, 2012 that says, "Do what you think is right while not worrying about what others or society makes of it. Speak your mind. Carry out your good intentions." 8! End quote. I think that's great advice, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Seems to me us Americans did that to the British with a tea party in Boston. After speaking with Mayor Lund for over an hour and a half this past Tuesday at the Mayor's Inn meeting, he viewed the heartbreaking video that Care 11 aired of my son at the hospital from 2 Februarys ago, also bringing up the idea of the new duck house to him. Also bringing to his attention regarding the letter I received last Monday from the city clerk stating I did not meet the minimum qualifications for the public works job, I found to be complete rubbish. Instead of beating around the bush, I wish the letter would have stated which one of those 8 qualifications I am missing. The mayor had a puzzled look on his face, followed by a word of, "Huh," as he finished looking up the 8 minimal qualifications. He proceeded to tell me, and I quote, that the 1 year of working experience under municipal water and sewer should not even been in there, followed by telling me that one person the personal committee interviewed that had the water and sewer experience, but that was it. He couldn't fix things or have other skills we needed and didn't make the cut. I was also told that the current public worker did not have the water and sewer skills received, but received the training he needed. That was also confirmed by a few seasoned residents of Hamburg. After deciphering this knowledge and giving the mayor my work history and all I can do, I don't see the job, how the job wouldn't be a good fit for me with all the skills I've acquired over the years. The city clerk told me they needed a jack of all trades. I had that written down word for word on my application before I handed it to him, even before he said that to me. I feel a little discriminated that I didn't even get a fair shake at getting an interview. To me, this is a once in a lifetime job, and I want it more than anyone else. I decided to show up twice to inquire about it and see how the process was going. Thought it would be a great way to show more interest. I told the city clerk, and I quote, that I'm hungry for it. His only and last thing he ever said to me were 4 words. That's good to know. This past Thursday, March 3rd, I sent my first and only email to the city clerk in the morning saying this: "I respectfully disagree with your letter you sent me and find that I didn't make the minimal qualifications highly dubious. After talking to Mayor Lund for almost 2 hours on Tuesday night and giving him my full work history background for the past 18 years, I am asking for you to reconsider for an interview. The city of Hamburg has a great candidate, me, right in front of them. If you interviewed 5 people, would interviewing 1 more be so bad? Either way, see you on Tuesday." Getting woken up to a squad car in my driveway the next morning and a sheriff ringing my doorbell when I was still sleeping, was not the way I pictured or how anyone wants to start their day. Nowhere in my email did it sound remotely close to being threatening, mean, or nasty. I think it seemed completely unnecessary and a waste of more taxpayer dollars. Speaking of dollars, I was willing to take the lowest pay salary if I got hired for the job. Plus, since I didn't have health insurance, I would opt out of that, saving the city thousands of dollars in the process. I wonder if the next guy the personal committee hires will be willing to do the same. Some of us in this world have to try even harder to achieve what their version of the American dream is than those who get ahead in life just because it's who you know, not what you know. It'll be interesting to see if the new hire will just be a friend of the city clerk. Call it what you want, but to me that seems like a conflict of interest, an abuse of power, an extremely poor code of ethics. I'm quite humbled when I fill out a job application. I believe some people make themselves look good on paper, but can't cut the mustard to get the job done in real life. And I think a lot of you know this to be true. I'd rather knock it out of the park at the interview and use my brain, my skills, and the sweat of my brow to do the talking. Some people say buy local and support small businesses. I agree, and this is very true. I would also say work local and help out your own town. I often ponder if the next guy they hire is even going to live under a Hamburg address. I tip my hat to the Hamburg Fire Department. Over the last few months, I was asked by four current members and including a former chief to join. I find it honorable that I'm worthy enough to be asked to be a first responder, yet disheartening enough that I wasn't considered to be a public worker for the city. In closing, it's a great deal of sadness that I feel that I was misjudged on a paper application. There's only one big guy that has the right to judge me, and that's the man upstairs. And if you have to see fit to judge me, at least judge me by my appearance. You can look at my work boots. That'll tell you a lot about someone's character. I hope the guy who gets hired has the passion, the pride, and the heart like I do and wants this job. Nobody owes me anything in this world. I don't ask for sympathy. All I want to do is work in the town that I reside in and call home. Heart was the key element tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Can the city of Hamburg, their staff and council, step up to the plate and show some heart as well? Thank you for your time.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I will say this. I'm on the personnel committee. I didn't know one person in the stack.
Or myself.
I didn't know anybody. I can say that honestly. I'm not saying that because you're here. I'm not running away from anything. I've never been through the process. I'll say this. The process seemed unbiased to me. We use a grading system. Different experience was weighted different ways. We went through the process. It was relatively quick, resume by resume, and we came up with the top five and we interviewed those five. By the time I found out about this, not that it would have mattered anyways, because I can't just run it back because somebody thought that they deserved the job, because everybody in that pile thought they deserved the job. I mean, right? I mean, you don't put in if you don't feel like you deserved it. By the time any of this even came to light, the interviews were done and the offer letter was already. I mean, I can't just run this back.
What came to light?
But by the time I even knew that this was going to happen, that you were going to come up here and plead your case for the job, some emails went around. It was done. I mean, this I don't know how long ago it was.
I'm sorry, but the last time I stopped in to inquire about it, ironically, the same letter that I got on Monday was post-dated the same day I showed up here to inquire about it again. I don't think that's coincidental.
I don't know.
To you, it may be, but may not think that. But once the interviews were conducted, those letters were sent out.
What a coincidence.
And, you know, on your, to be honest with you, I'll be just straightforward with you. I didn't know any of the candidates. And I am the clerk treasurer. I am not the council.
I was told by the mayor you were on the personal committee.
I am on the personal committee, but I do not make the decision. I have input on the decision, but I don't make that decision. So I don't appreciate allegations against me, so to say, in your letter. But we did do a due process in the hiring. To be honest, if we went through your application, it was vague. Obviously, you stated a heck of a lot more to Mr. Lund with the mayor's in. And maybe this should just be a learning curve, the way I look at it, that all information should be provided when you fill out the job application.
I figured the bare minimums and desirable qualifications should be a given. I didn't know I needed to write down, I can cut lawn and plow snow.
You needed experience in that.
I think I have plenty, as I told the mayor, that people treat my acre and a half. But it
wasn't on the job application.
People treat my acre and a half as a fairway with golf balls getting knocked into my yard from town.
Well, I don't know what I can tell you. I do sit on the personnel committee. I have input, but I don't make the decisions. It's the council makes the decisions.
Yeah.
I have talked to the mayor in the due process. He also feels was done, and we've made a decision from a personnel committee for the recommendation that they'll be making to the council tonight.
And I mean, the scoring process was based on documented experience based on your work history. And that just weighted more. You know, if you had lawn and landscaping experience, let's say you owned your own company, let's say you worked for lawn and landscape, you know, things like that weighted more. Just if you could prove the experience with a work history, that's how it was weighted. And I can honestly tell you, I wouldn't change anything. I really wouldn't. I feel like it was a really unbiased way to do it. And I honestly didn't know anybody in that stack. I didn't. And we went through, everybody was scored. It was black and white. I didn't even pay attention to names. It was just a resume. And at the end, it was five people, and they got an interview. And go ahead.
Yeah, we ended up interviewing three because two others took other jobs. Yeah. And out of the three we interviewed, we were satisfied with the one person that will be recommended to the council. And
you interviewed three people, and that's biased.
That's your opinion. I don't understand where the hate and discontent is coming.
Yeah,
towards me or the council.
Maybe it won't work out, but I mean
there was no hate or discontent. I thought I pleaded my case the way I wanted.
Well, you're claiming we're biased. Where's that coming from?
For interviewing three people, you said in the newsletter,
and disagreeing with the letter we sent out. Yeah, I sign it, but that comes from the personnel committee, and is drafted by your attorney.
Yeah, a lot of times Jeremy's the fall guy. Sometimes he's the messenger that
you don't like
repeatedly
hate.
Gets killed.
Politics.
I said I didn't like hate. I'm just trying to figure out where it's coming from.
I just thought that for someone who says another quote you said, where's the common sense and compassion?
I don't know where those were. I'm the one that does the newsletters, so I'm the one who put those quotes in there to help fill the newsletter. There are things that I believe in. I have nothing to do with the personnel committee. I have nothing to do with council choosing stuff. So I just want you to know that. That wasn't anything Jeremy put in there. That was
me. But I would agree with the quotes.
I agree with them. That's why I put them in there.
that quote wasn't in there. That was from your Facebook page. So.
And I don't know how you got that one. It's private. But that's a personal
social
thing.
Social media is pretty public. If you want something to be private, you should change your preference.
It is. Only friends can see what I post.
Eli, when you apply for a job, everyone wants the job so bad. I've been turned down a lot. But you don't come up here and it's almost to the point of harassment. It really is. I'm sorry you didn't get an interview, but many people didn't. We had lots of applications.
Did anyone else?
And no one else has come.
Can you inquire how the process?
Yes, I've had a couple of people call me, but no one has come up here several times and no one has sent emails.
Is that harassing for someone to inquire about?
Now you are harassing because you're coming up here and you're arguing with us. We are not going to get an interview. That's just what it is.
I'm not.
We have other business to get to.
I'm not here to harass.
We, you know what? When people have time to talk, it's usually 3 minutes. We've given you a lot of time.
And this was
according to the for a public forum that said for 3 minutes for anyone who wanted to talk before I was on the agenda. Do you have a time? I didn't see no time limit in past Hamburg
agendas. The line item I do have here says for the Duck Pond Memorial.
That's what we're supposed to be talking about is the Duck Pond.
I mean, if we could.
And that was in my starting of my speech.
That's your. You've left it behind now. You just keep talking about the job now. We were going to talk about the duck pond.
I think it's okay for a person to ask questions and inquire because I'm not certainly not getting the facts. I'm afraid to email anybody because I'm afraid a cop is going to show up in my driveway.
Don't look at me. I didn't make that phone call.
And I'm curious because the cop didn't even say if anything was threatening, I would be in jail.
You know, if you felt threatened by that or whatever happened, I apologize for that. I mean, I don't feel threatened by you, to be honest.
Well, thank you. I didn't mean to threaten you either. There was no intent. I was just asking a fair question.
I often get to be a target. And sometimes I feel I have to defend myself so that false lies aren't out there, false interpretations. But
yeah, we're all free men protected by the Constitution.
Well, I get your frustration. I do. As Tamara said, I've been on the wrong end of not getting a job too and questioned and wondered why. And I feel that's what you're doing. But in the end, I feel we followed the process we have in place. It was followed by myself, Tim, and the mayor, and the our current maintenance guy sat along with the interviews process also. I there's nothing I can do to change it.
That's all right. I was just questioning how it goes. I mean,
council decision, and I think, you know, the main thing we were looking for was ideally, like I told you, I'd love to have a jack of all trades because this job, you wear many hats as public works, as well as I do as clerk, because you're a small town, so you have a lot of hats to wear. So I'm right in saying you need that. But what we did as a committee is we looked at what was our main function. And our main function was grounds and maintenance. You know, so that was kind of the first step, people that had experience in grounds and maintenance. And on your application, you had custodial and fabricating. Them were your two work experiences that you had on the resume.
I thought it'd be okay to at least put down my last 10 years of work history and be given a chance to tell you everything else I had. But obviously, you know, I have to write everything down on paper to make.
You do, to be honest, you do, because it's hard for us to know when we're doing the due process. And also with that, I can sympathize you with having questions or what, but we needed someone with that experience, someone that we felt that could step in. And, maybe you have them skills, but it wasn't on paper.
It was honestly, I can say it was my first go around. I didn't know what this was going to look like. There didn't even need to be a name on the resume. There really didn't. It was literally going and looking at the work experience. And then there was the same score sheet for each resume. So, I mean, it's not to say that you don't possess the skills, but you have to put them on the resume. That's how it went down. It was just, we went, work experience from the resume, and then they were just scored. It was really black and white. Like I said, not going to say this guy is the right guy that we recommend. We might have passed right over him. He might be sitting right in front of me today. But if it didn't prove out on the resume, given the scoring system we use, it was the only way that we could do it. Because okay. I didn't know anybody. I honestly didn't. I've been in town for a long time, but I kind of keep to myself, I guess. I didn't know anybody in that stack. I honestly didn't.
That's and I probably should have known. I'm just curious if the next guy is just going to be someone you know.
No, know him. I mean, you got to take me at my word here, but I don't know him. I never saw the guy in my life.
Just ask if past experience of who's on the council up here, you all seem to be friends. So,
I mean, I think
I think that's kind of
after years. I guess we're friends. I barely knew him until council. But I'll tell you what, there's always positions for anybody that wants to run for council. He didn't run again. He's filling in for somebody that passed away. I don't think I'm going to run again. This is not a fun job. This is actually a affordable job. Mm-hmm. So anybody in the public that wants to take your turn, I'm all for it. I'd happily be relieved. And I'm not doing this because to make friends. I'm honestly not. And I didn't even want to be on the personnel committee, but no one else would do it. So there I was. It didn't affect what I did. I just looked at the sheet and scored. The process was in place. I was just the person that wrote the number down on the sheet. I wouldn't change anything. I really wouldn't. And I didn't even remember names on the resumes, to be honest with you. It was work experience. Scoring system, and we went with it.
Okay, just asking.
No, and I
didn't mean to attack anybody. Like, that seemed to be like I was doing. That wasn't the case to come up here tonight to do.
No, and I don't feel attacked.
I took a lot of time and effort to write what I wanted to say, and I'm glad I didn't get interrupted, and I'm glad I got a chance to finish. So I thank you guys for that.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
No matter what happens, this was a victory for me. Good. Whether anyone could see that.
Oh. But I mean, I guess for anything constructive to come out of this, I guess I just hope next time, because I mean, who knows? We could offer this job. This could be a revolving door for 5 years. We have no idea. I think we got lucky with the last guy. Who knows what this is going to turn into? I don't know.
If you guys want to save any taxpayer dollars, I could certainly throw my hat out for the part-time position that's coming up. Does this anything that happened tonight would be discourage me from or exclude me from being denied?
Not me.
An application or any other paper for that?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. No. Like I said, anything constructive to come from this, I guess if you have the experience, because let's say theoretically this job comes open again in a year.
It's quite a possibility.
Yeah, it really
could. I know, but the last guy had it for a long time.
But I mean, we got luck.
We got lucky with the guy that we had for a long time.
I would very much agree with you.
Yeah. So if you've got the skill set, which I'm sure you do, if it's just going forward, if it's not documented on the resume, it's not going to get scored on the sheet. That's going to get you in that top five, I guess.
I should have put down that I fixed the city's grader for the softball and kickball fields, because a few years ago, Greg subbed that, or you guys must have subbed it out to the shop I was working at, and I fixed it for you guys.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd would bring up at an interview, but I should have put it on paper instead, it sounded like.
I mean, unfortunately, yeah, it's not on that resume.
So do you want a new duck pond? Or I noticed that that lean-to, that roof out of quarter-inch plywood, is kind of sagging really bad, and it kind of hurts to see ducks eating out of a hubcap. I was thinking of building one as a trough next to it.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want my help at all or think it's good enough.
I mean, would you be willing to like kind of put something together? Like whatever you're thinking of doing down there, like could you kind of put something together for like the next council? I mean, I know I don't want to take more of your time, but even if it's just a drawing.
I got an empty nursery at home. I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if you could just like kind of draw something up, kind of what you're thinking of for down there.
I would be glad to. I was going to ask if I had time, but do you want something that can squeeze through the door? I draw it up on blueprints, or you got to take the fence down.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything. I would say, I mean, nothing crazy, but if you just kind of, even just a simple sketch of what you're thinking down there, and then we can kind of discuss that as a council, and we can kind of, you know, get a plan together moving forward. Like, what do we got to do to make that happen? And if anybody feels like there should be changes or tweaking,
maybe throw some money into it, or
absolutely,
and put a plaque up and make it right.
Yeah, I thought I don't need nothing from nobody. I thought maybe if Schneider could mill up a plaque, maybe put it on a house or on the fence or something. That'd be nice.
Definitely, I think everybody here would love to do that and honor your sons.
Absolutely,
I'm a father of three, and I can't even go down the road you've been down, and I won't try. But
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
I believe it. And I think all of us here would love to see the project.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it okay to bring drawings up?
Sure.
Non-meeting and give them to you guys?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right.
Yep.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks, Eli.
Super.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't think he's here. Sorry, let's go. Skip that.
The next item on the agenda, Mike Moles was going to come up, talk about the Big Rib Jig Festival, and so was Johnny Egan. But
I know Johnny Egan was supposed to come up here and talk about the help paying for the ducks.
So we got no shows there. But anyways, what Mike Moles was just going to give us an update on the Big Rib Jig Festival. They're looking to move it to September now, so September 24. So I'll reach out to Mike and ask where he was, but I believe they were coming tonight too to request that it would be classified as a city festival again. So I'll reach out to him on that and update council. And same with Johnny Egan, he was going to come up and talk about the ducks at the duck pond and just if the city was okay with paying for the feed again.
I don't see an issue with that. Same amount.
Up to 250 is what we said last year. So anybody want to make that a motion?
Make a motion to have city fund the duck pond feed for the ducks for the 2022 summer season.
Second. All right. So it's been moved to go up to $250 for duck feed for the year down at the park. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
All opposed? Passes. All right. Moving on to old city business. First line item is general maintenance worker and the personnel committee's recommendation.
So basically, we went through the process. As some of you heard earlier, we went through the process of the hiring. We had five people took the top five scores, and we only ended up interviewing three people because two people took jobs elsewhere. So in that process, we had selected Mr. Jason Kamrath. So we talked about what we would put in the contingent offer of employment. You have that in front of you. That is not public record. We can discuss it if there's anything that the council feels they want to discuss per that letter. Otherwise, if there's nothing for discussion, basically the personnel committee is recommending hiring Jason Kamrath for the public works maintenance worker.
He'll be full time if this is his only job. And
yeah, so one thing I would do is if we make this contingent offer to him, I would call him and let him know that we're making this offer, and then the possibility, you know, hopefully starting in 2 weeks, and then have him come to the March 22nd meeting
So if there would be any questions or concerns for him at that time, they could all be outlined. But I will talk to him and make him clear that, you know, this has got to be his priority, his number one position. And it seemed like that's was the approach he was taking.
Yeah, he knew he was putting in for a full-time job, for sure. Yeah. So we're looking for a motion, correct?
For a motion for a March 22nd meeting to...
Well, basically a motion to provide the contingent offer of employment to Jason Kamrath for the Public Works maintenance worker.
Make a motion to offer contingents to Jason Kamrath on March 22nd.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to offer the contingent offer of employment to Jason Kamrath. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
All opposed? Passes. Next up is the new utility billing program.
Well, we can't get to it fast enough. That's all I can say.
I got you, Elsa.
Learn it fast enough.
Okay, hoping next month, the next billing cycle now, you'll be seeing the new bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Switched over fully.
Yeah, tomorrow to I've got another training and they should have everything data-wise pulled over.
Okay.
And even the readings from this month. So we're going to compare apples to apples as we run the bills through their system, that it looks exactly the same as the bills we just ran.
Gotcha. Yep.
And we're just going to kind of tweak things and whatever. And then next month, yeah, the bills will go from them. Perfect. But still lots to do.
I'm sure.
Before that time.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Next line item, 2022 street improvement project, Maria and Luisa Streets.
Okay, just to give a council an update that they will have the specs and plans completed for the March 22nd meeting. So we'll be looking to hold a second meeting in March. We all know the current affair of the world right now and oil prices. So I think the sooner we can move this to bids, the better. So at that time, we'll be approving the specs and bids, specs and plans, and moving to put it towards bids. So basically for that, what I'm looking for is to call for a second meeting for March 22nd, 2022 at 7 o'clock.
I make a motion to call for a second council meeting for March 22nd at 7 o'clock.
Second it.
All right, been moved and seconded to hold a second city council meeting in March on the 22nd at 7 o'clock for the street improvement projects of Maria and Luisa. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman, aye.
All opposed? Passes. Second meeting. All right, next up, update on the stabilization pond riprap project.
So they did complete the project. So just want to show you a couple pictures what it looks like now. So you can see what it was before there and what it is now. So it's a huge difference. The nice thing is what we ended up doing is you can see this right here. This other bank here is a little tough to see, but when they did the quantity for the bidding, they were able, with the quantity that we bid, able to do this too. Because what we were originally looking to do was right here.
Yep.
Right? And right here, this dike. So right there is what we were looking to complete. But they, with the quantity, they had enough rock to get this completed. So they had asked if we wanted to leave it or use up that quantity. So me and Greg made the decision to use up that quantity and get this done because we're still going to have two more phases, you know, that we're going to have to do. you know, to get the whole pond done. So that actually turned out to be pretty good. We got this whole side of the pond from what we thought we would get done. So we got an extra side of the largest pond done completed. So, and it looks really good out there.
Yeah.
As you can see with the pictures. And you can tell the big difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
And also this will also help once we get this all done on mowing. You know, have that big dangerous dike in the water. So, and then hopefully it's with fabric put down and everything, it'll, well, minimize the vegetation growth and hopefully keep the geese out and everything too. So, yeah. So that's phase one's completed.
Looks like they did a good job.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Moving on. Update on the city zoning map.
Yeah. So we got everything put together now. We'll have that meeting. We have the public hearing for the 8th. We'll send out the letters. Copy of the letters are in there. We made all the corrections that I discussed at the last meeting. So you can see in there, there's basically about 17, 18 changes we'll be making to the zoning map. So if there's any questions, concerns, or issues with that, let me know. So we'll, hopefully we'll be approving this at the next meeting.
Sounds good. Last order of business on old city business is an update on the Trebish litigation.
So just to kind of give you a quick update, we did receive the summary judgment from the county attorney that he feels, or he ruled that we own track 5. But just to make you clear that we still will need final judgment in this case in order for that to be, you know, official. So until we, you know, resolve the other areas outside of track 5, which is track 4 and track 3, the easements that we need to obtain, until everything's resolved, it won't be official. Or I should say final judgment anyways. We need final judgment, so.
And then it says, so the pretrial March 23rd, is there something still happening on the 23rd?
Yes, so there'll be the pretrial, and basically what it'll be on now is the two easements, unless we can try to work out arrangements to obtain them easements at market value.
Okay, gotcha. All right, move on to new city business. We've got one item there, and that's the tax forfeited parcel 45.0750061.
Yeah, so this has been tax forfeited for quite a while, this parcel. I'll zoom in here and show you. So what the tax forfeited sale for is for this parcel right here. Right here is where you have the post office. So it's just down here.
It's right across from my house.
Yep.
Correct, yep.
Yep. So, you know, we have 60 days to decide if we want to purchase it. If we purchase it, it has to be for a public purpose. I don't know what we would use it for, honestly, but like I said, we have 60 days. I believe the letter was dated March 4th.
Yeah.
But we have till next meeting before we have to make a decision on it. So it's just something to think about if there's possibly any need for it. And then kind of with having a thin crowd here tonight, council-wise, I'd like it when we're back in full session here with everyone that we can make a decision on that. So something to think about. But I will table that for a decision till the next meeting. Actually, we have two meetings, so we have time.
Yeah. All right. If there's no further discussion on that, we'll move on to City Council reports. Mr. Buckentine's up first.
I have nothing. I guess we'll do you second.
I have nothing.
All right. Council Member Weber and me acting as mayor, I have nothing besides can't wait for Chris to be back. With that being said, we'll look for a motion to adjourn.
And make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All right.
Motion and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting at 7:45. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckton, aye.
All opposed? Adjourned.